You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Congratulations to Brandon in Loganville. He's our winner.
Way to go, B.
He was caller number four. He's got a pair of four-day passes to the 15th anniversary of the Rockville Metal and Punk Festival in Daytona Beach at the Daytona International Speedway, Thursday, May 7th through Sunday, May 10th. Guns N' Roses, Five Finger Death Punch, Foo Fighters, and many more will be there. Tickets provided by Rockville. To purchase passes today, visit welcometorockville.com.
Rockville.
Good name for a rock festival.
Says Dan Quinn says that Jane Daniels will be out probably in the rest of the year.
That makes sense.
Yeah, it makes sense.
They're 3-10.
Yeah.
Protect him.
I saw this, and I don't know if this means anything or whatever, but you saw that Clemson's president resigned.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Yeah, so we're going to step down.
The president of the university.
Yeah, okay. So I'm like, huh. New guy come in. Hey, Dabo, I don't like the way you're doing things.
You never know. New people like their people. You know?
Exactly.
And Dabo, as great of a run as he's had, does seem like he might be not the easiest guy to work with at times.
Man.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, man. And 11 Bulldogs made the all-conference team.
Oh, great.
Only one. Oh, sorry, two first-teamers, CJ Allen and the punter.
Oh, Thorson was a first-teamer, too?
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah,
well,
yeah.
Should be.
Yeah,
very,
man.
Very good.
No, I'm sorry. No, he was not. The long snapper.
Long snapper. Yeah,
yes,
the,
long
I saw
snap.
The long snapper.
Yeah, the long snapper was. So good for him. Good for all the dogs.
Pretty crazy to go 12-1, be SEC champs, and have one first-team All-SEC.
Yeah, man.
Not a bunch of guys down the line.
Yeah, man. Yeah, he had 11 of them.
That's just a sign of, like, a really talented across-the-board team.
And
which
coach.
They are, and a great coach. Does he get to – I mean, is he kind of in that area now where, like, it's expected and he doesn't get to win SEC Coach of the Year anymore?
Yes.
Like, that only goes to guys that, like – over. Like, you got Clark Lee probably has to get it this year or something like that, which is fine.
Yes.
Like, I like giving it to – but, like, Kirby said last year was the best coaching job he had ever done.
Yeah.
And he kind of elaborated on that, various different interviews. We talked to him in the summertime. I wonder what he'll say about this.
I think –
because it feels like a pretty good coaching job.
I think the thing about last year was the – all the like we overcame so much last year, like as far as all the turnovers, all the drops,
and all the hardest games were all on the road.
Yeah, and so for him to get through that one was pretty excellent. You had an excellent quarterback. You know, this season we didn't know what the hell Gunner was.
Right.
We didn't, and we know that 56% of this roster are first and second year players, and it looked like it.
And you saw that, to me, if he said this was his best coaching job, I would – okay, sure.
Yeah.
Because it looks like it. Because the way that defense was playing in September and October, like, there was some concerns.
Yeah, man.
And now by – you know, they win the SEC title game and give up -3 rushing yards.
Yeah, man.
They've improved.
I wish I was going to – I was thinking about it because they're going down to Tampa. I wish I was going to Tampa. I want to go – I don't know. I'm like, damn, it's been a long time since I've been to Tampa. I've never had a bad time in Tampa.
Okay.
Other than when Tampa Bucks beat us. But other than that, just going down – hanging out.
I bet. I mean,
I don't know why I just randomly.
Maybe not tomorrow, but like, you know, in, I bet you could swing that in the near future.
I know, dude, but obviously she's listing now.
It's an accessible trip.
She obviously she's listing, so I'm pretty sure there's a computer laptop open.
Oh yeah, no, you're booked.
Yeah, dude,
you're going to Tampa in February.
Like, no, we're not, Andy.
Oh, you're not. Oh, you go somewhere else.
Yeah,
February's already booked.
Found that out this morning. Goodness damn.
Is it better than Tampa?
Yeah.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
I don't know. That'd be Gasparilla down there.
I don't know. Hey, you used to live in Tampa, right?
Yeah, Tampa, St. Pete.
Okay, okay. Never mind. I was going to mess with him, but that's too easy.
Yeah.
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 You know what I was going to say.
Just ask him.
No.
The answer's no.
No, I know. I know.
No. I drove by.
You drove by?
You had to go off Dale Mabry to get to the stadium. But so I drove by.
But you never went in.
Nah, none of them.
Y'all must be talking about Mons.
Yeah, you never went in.
No.
Okay, I respect any man that doesn't go to shake joints. I would respect. No, I'm not even gonna say that.
I was gonna say there's a little great pause after respect. There.
Bald-faced lie to myself. It's not that I don't respect you. I respect the fact that you don't want to go. Yeah.
Interesting. Did you just tell him you don't respect him?
No, I don't respect the fact
it's
that he.
Not that I respect.
I don't
you.
Respect the fact that he didn't go in there. Why didn't you go in, Abe? Were you underage?
No, I was
under the age.
I
that
was
he is
of
now.
Age. I was of age.
You were of age.
He was busy. He had a lot going on. Chipper had to be let out.
She was 15 years from being born.
Wow, is that long?
Not 15 years. Okay, like so 6 years
Chipper,
from being born.
You had Chipper.
He probably had to train her for a race.
That's not my scene.
Yeah, there it is.
Shake Joy's not your scene.
No, I get uncomfortable there.
Naked women? You going to come around naked women?
In that scenario, yeah. Yeah.
But you know what? Never mind.
I feel bad.
There's no reason.
Yeah, I feel bad for him. I don't.
You know what, Abe?
Oh, don't.
It's all good,
don't
brother.
Feel bad for that.
It's all good, brother. It's all good. Okay, we can go to Bo.
I feel bad.
We can go to Bo now.
That 60 seconds just happened.
Yeah, we can go to Bo. We can definitely go to Bo now.
Unfortunately, the dump button can't cover all of it.
Yeah, we can go to Bo right now, man. God dang. Woo. You know what, Abe? I respect that, dog. I respect that.
Brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to MarkSpain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. To each their own,
yeah,
right?
That's why I respect it.
From what I hear, Abe, yeah, they do make great money, so you have no reason to feel bad.
Oh, no, they're doing good.
No, I understand what Abe's saying.
Or do you feel bad that some of them are in little cages? Because they do it on purpose.
I respect that. I respect
that. Yeah, they have the key.
My boy, he's true to himself.
I would always feel bad that they're tasked with, like, my enjoyment. Like, that seems unfair.
It's more about you. I get it.
But what you got, man?
You're not the worst person in there.
You're not. I promise you, Abe. You're definitely.
On the other side, aside from not having money at all, I would argue I'd be the best person in there.
Okay. Oh, God. All right,
money
Bo,
aside.
What you got, Bo?
So y'all mentioned that I don't know how I'll follow up this
conversation. I don't either. But I do think we should probably just move on from it.
Yes. Let's keep going. My man.
Y'all mentioned how Phil was pretty close to catching Big Ben on the all-time leading passing yards. So the real reason Phillip Rivers is wanting to come back, he sees how fire Matt Stafford's playing right now. Matt Stafford's only 277 yards behind Phillip Rivers.
Oh, yeah. Keep out in
for
front
seven
of him.
All time.
Yeah.
That's what it is. He wants to hold off Matt Stafford as long as he can. He can't possibly see how Matt Stafford's doing this good this late in his career.
So it's Favre's one or Peyton Manning?
No.
Or Brady?
Brady.
Okay.
Yeah, Brady's
but that's
one.
Like 1, 2, 3 probably?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Isn't Aaron Rodgers up there somewhere?
Gotta
has an issue somewhere?
He would have to be.
Like, Aaron Rodgers is 5.
Brady, Breeze, Manning, Favre, Rodgers.
Okay.
But
okay.
Rodgers is quite a ways behind Favre.
Is there anybody in the top 10 that's earlier than that era? Because both, I mean, now that's a while ago.
But so where's Dan? Like
Marino's
10.
Marino is number 10.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. And I saw they got an Elway documentary coming out.
On what?
Him?
I
think he's worried people are forgetting. So you got to put that doc out there.
Forgetting what?
That he was so good.
Oh yeah, John was great.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Joe Flacco's but back.
You, 14. You know that.
Yeah, John was great.
But he's worried that people have forgotten.
Oh okay.
You know who number 20 is?
Matt Ryan, right?
No, Matt Ryan's number 9.
Oh, that's right. Oh, Matt's the top 10 guy.
Oh yeah.
Wow.
Whole 22. Whole
wow.
Number 20.
Jameis.
QB1 in the Atlanta Falcons. Kirk Cousins.
I thought he was 19.
Played in the league for a long time.
Yeah, man, good for
him. He may have been 19 until Russell Wilson, question mark, could have passed him at some point.
Okay, all right.
Well, he can catch him again because Russell's not playing. All right.
That's true. So about a little baseball now. Sun's shining. Winter meetings are going on. You know, the lottery for the MLB draft, which I'm sure you've heard on the flashes that Caleb was talking about. Braves got number 9. White Sox got number 1. That means nothing to y'all probably, but just, you know, stay tuned.
I'm happy that the White Sox got it.
Who's the number 1 pick?
They've been through a lot.
So there are four shortstops.
Presume. Okay.
There are four shortstops probably going to go in the top 10. The Braves right now on MLB.com are projected to draft Gio Rojas, who's a left-handed pitcher out of Florida.
Okay.
So high school guy. They like drafting the really young ones. They don't like drafting college players a whole lot. So we'll see. Speaking of the Braves in the winter meetings, also talking at these, our brand new Braves manager, Walt Weiss. You want to hear what Walt Weiss sounds
like? Let me hear what old Dub does.
Here's Walt Weiss talking about last year's hitting woes and what this year is going to bring, hopefully.
I don't have all the answers for what happened in the first half last year. I don't. I think maybe it's just the nature of the game and the ebbs and flows to this game and how difficult it is to hit at the major league level in this day and age.
Maybe.
But we have a lot of guys with track records that have done it before. I believe they'll do it again. They're not old. You know, they're not past their prime. I expect our offense to be really good.
Well, that wasn't all that encouraging.
What is the
why expects your offense to be really good?
Where are the meetings at?
Tampa.
Somewhere in Florida.
And they call it winter, huh?
Well, it's winter. It's still winter in Florida.
I think technically it's still fall. I don't think it's winter until
December. Oh, December 21st. Yeah, you're right. 100%. Yeah, you're right. It is fall. They are fall meetings. Good call.
Fall meetings.
Well, it seems pretty far away from the fall classic, though.
Fair. True. That happened a few months ago. Yeah, look, I mean, that's right. That's what we said the whole year.
Yeah.
It's like, no, this doesn't make any sense.
All
these guys are still in their primes and they're
struggling.
Have done it.
And they're struggling. Yeah.
He knows this. I know he knows this. But he's got to figure it out, though.
Yeah.
So here's one more from Walt Weiss talking about Ronald Acuña returning to the leadoff position.
Yeah, that's a good conversation. You know, I'm looking forward to that one with him. You know, I want to pick his brain a little bit on that. You know, it's enticing to have him at the top of the order. I really like when a lineup turns over that there's teeth right away. Pitcher got to run through a gauntlet, you know, as soon as that lineup turns over. So there's some incentive. I mean, he was prolific in that position. You know, the other argument is, you know, you put him in a more RBI position in the lineup, you know, and hit him third. Those are conversations we're going to have. We're going to talk about it. Like you said, we're a ways away from lineup, you know, talking about lineups and that type of thing, but it's on my radar.
There you go. That should make you feel warm.
How does that make me feel warm?
Baseball talk.
Oh, I thought you meant his answer.
Yeah, because he didn't commit
to nothing.
I really like when Ronald Acuña bats leadoff.
I do, too.
I think he's good.
It's your best hitter, the most at-bats. I agree with that.
I understand that. Yeah. I mean, I understand the RBI part of the portion of it also. I understand both arguments.
I don't bottom care, of the lineup to not suck.
I don't care about
that's
the other.
Big part.
Yeah, that's my part. I don't care about the other argument. I want Ronald Acuña leading off.
Yeah.
Because Ronald Acuña wants to lead off.
Yeah, he seems to really like it. He is a human.
I love the clips. Where's he at, Bo? I love the clips that I see Grant like putting out there of him playing ball in his country and everything. It's the coolest thing, man. Mm-hmm. It's cool.
Oh, Ronnie in Venezuela?
Yeah, Venezuela.
The Tiburones?
Yeah, man. I love it.
Lighting it up in Venezuela right now.
Yeah, definitely. No, you hit the nail on the head, though, Bo. It would be great as if the 7-8-9 portion of the lineup
wasn't
historically terrible.
No doubt.
I mean, you had guys batting down there last year that had no business playing.
So over to, this is still some baseball, and this is a familiar face involved in this one. So every year, Ryan Reynolds makes a commercial to raise money for a children's hospital in Toronto. All right. A familiar face with us, used to play with us, now plays for the Dodgers, Canadian. Mm. Freddie Freeman decided he wanted to help Ryan Reynolds out on this year's commercial. Here's how that went.
Hey, kids.
Freddie's Canadian.
It's me, Freddie Freeman.
What a loser.
Trust me, man. We know who you are.
You've really got some nerve coming here.
I just wanted to visit because I'm just so happy and so proud of how you guys are.
Whoa. Whoa.
Who threw that?
Go back to your sunshine and traffic, you hoser. You
ruined everything. Are these Braves fans?
Yeah, hoser. No, they're Blue Jays.
By the way, I love you guys.
Blue Jays. Oh, okay.
Let's go, Blue Jays.
Let's go, Blue Jays. Let's go, Blue Jays!
Do you even lift, bro?
Let's go, Blue Jays!
You can find this video, the commercial, online. It's much funnier with Freddie standing there in front of these kids, just embarrassed and disheveled. But yeah, Blue Jays were in the World Series last year, got beat by the Dodgers. So
Freddie played good.
Hey, Freddie played really good there.
So both of Freddie's parents were born in Canada, although he was not. Okay, but yeah, Freddie actually plays for the Canadian International Team, the Olympics, and the WBC.
I did not know that. That's pretty cool. Did not know that at all.
That's a really good idea for a commercial.
Yes.
Very, I agree. 100%.
Very, very funny.
So y'all know that a lot of times when I'm coming into a segment, there is meaning to the songs that I play. There was meaning to the one that we came in here with today. It sounded like a hip-hop version of the Top Gun soundtrack or whatever. So, Andy, thank the goodness, or at least I think you don't have to deal with this. Randy and I do because we have preteens. The god-awful eruption of 6-7 is absolutely the worst thing happening to parents these days.
She's on the fringe of it.
Is she?
She's not fully indoctrinated the way that the people that are at the top end of the elementary schools, the 4th, 5th graders.
Ugh.
But she says it every once in a while.
Oh, goodness.
I don't think she has any, like...
So the song that we came in was the instrumental to Doot Doot, who is a song by Skrilla, who actually says the 6-7 in it. Now they renamed the song 6-7 Doot Doot.
Smart.
Just because it took off and he's wanting to make a bunch of money off of
it.
He admits that he never had any intent or meaning behind 6-7. He wants people to interpret it how they may. But In-N-Out Burger out in California are taping the first step to getting rid of this awful string of numbers that kids just can't stop saying. They are eliminating ticket number 6-7 from their in-house orders because every time 6-7 pops up on the screen, employees are joining in with customers and just say 6-7. Yeah, so
I think
good for you, In-N-Out Burger. 86-6-7.
I'm with you, dude. Between that damn crap and that damn all the dances all day, dog, sit your jig ass down. Sit down, man. It's all day in my face talking and dancing, dude. Get out my face, all right?
It's impossible to talk numbers softball. We can't even count anything.
Because everybody
These kids do that every time.
God.
Every time.
It is such a weird thing.
It's weird. No, it's not.
What happened?
It's not weird. It's these little, you know what? It's them.
Just don't get it.
We ain't weird. It's them.
Oh, no. We're not weird.
Oh, no. We're not weird. They weird.
I'm just like wondering how did it become such a, I don't know. I'm interested in phenomenons like
we
this.
Said, or I said, rad. You know, that's radical. That's kind of like one of those.
It's different, though.
It means something. 6-7 means nothing.
Because it's a follower's mentality.
Right.
Yeah, it's a fad. Yeah.
Follower's era.
We did the Daddy's Donuts thing last week, Friday, I think it was.
Right.
Whatever, one of these days. And they went around the room and like a bunch of...
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
To kids, because they're like, hey, what are you thankful for during the holiday season? And the kids would be like, my family, my friends, 6-7. And then everybody would do it. I was like, where am I? What's happening?
Bunch of damn weirdos.
Towards the end of the season, they had a 6-7 cam at Truist Park. Almost left. I was like, y'all are kidding me, right?
There was a holiday market at church, and they had 6-7 ornaments. I just wanted to break them all.
Okay, should have. Stop talking about 6-7.
But I don't want to insult any of the older ladies at church that made them. They're just trying to make a buck. You know what I mean? Capitalize on a moment. All right. We'll come back. We'll get to the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.